Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
WFAN. WFAN-FM. New York.
At 7:30 this morning is the NFL preview program. Rick Wolf's Sports Edge follows our 8 o'clock update. And, of course, the Football Sunday program. Yes, I love that Football Sunday program so long after our 9 o'clock update here on The Fan. I'm Bob Salter. We're in discussion with Allison Cohen on our program. She is Senior Director of Programs for Why Hunger, and she's talking with us about the work of Why Hunger. We've touched upon Hungerthon 2017. And how it is that you can be part of the solution as well. In our discussion, we'll repeat that information, hungerthon.org, a very valuable website and resource. And we'll talk a little bit more about what's on that site, what's coming up with Hungerthon this week, especially, too, in the final portion of our discussion. Couple of things I wanted to ask you about. We've touched upon the topic before in discussion here of talking about the helpline that Why Hunger runs. Mm-hmm. What is that? What's that operation like?
Sure. So Why Hunger runs a national hunger hotline, and we have been for over 20 years now. And it is a place that folks can call if they're looking for a place to access food in their community. We have a large database that we continue to refine and grow of all of the emergency food providers around the country. You can call 1-800-5-HUNGRY to get that information directly from a live person. You can also text, and then you will get back a whole list on your phone, so you can do that as well. You can go online to whyhunger.org and click on Find Food, and that's also a portal that will take you to a listing of places that are in your area by zip code.
The demand for the interest in the number of calls to that hotline, how have they increased over the years?
They've, they go up and they go down. Mm-hmm. It is what's I think really interesting is the kinds of people, the different populations that we're hearing from, mm-hmm. and how that has changed over the years. During the recession, for the first time, and I know that's been a while ago now, but that was the first time that we really began hearing from men. It's rare that men will call the hotline, and for whatever reason, but there was a level of, lack of a better word, desperation, mm-hmm. And real need. And so we were hearing from more men. When there is a natural disaster or a climate change related disaster, such as the hurricanes this past season, then there's also an increase in calls during that time as well, often because people find themselves displaced and needing to leave Houston or needing to leave New Orleans and wind up somewhere else and don't have knowledge of where they can get food. And so we'll always have an increase of calls and texts during that time as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about serving as kind of one of the things I'd read in preparation for our discussion today was to follow on that last point, is that the organization served as kind of a disaster relief resource?
Why Hunger?
Yeah.
Yes. So, yes, in a different way, mm-hmm. that I think is consistent with how we believe hunger can be, can be dealt with, mm-hmm. ultimately, which means which means the grassroots communities themselves addressing these issues. So, for instance, the Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico,
right.
We have been working with organizations in Puerto Rico for some years that are up in the rural areas, in the mountains, that are farmers, small farmers that have come together for the last 20 years to support each other in developing their farms and feeding their own families, as well as the other families in their communities through local markets. And Hurricane Maria devastated their farms, absolutely devastated their farms. This is an organization, it's called Organización Boricua. And they were poised and ready to respond to their communities throughout the mountains there because they have built this organization that is rooted in farmers helping farmers, communities helping communities, families helping families. And so our support and our advocacy was to provide funding and resources and to tell the stories of what was happening in those communities. And so it's been fascinating. It's been, what, a couple of months? Mm-hmm. And they're already planting again, these communities. They've got some local radio back up and going. They were poised because they already had in place the kinds of brigades and distribution mechanisms and things that were ready to go. And so we were able to, our support went directly to Organización Boricua, and they were able to use those funds immediately to the point where seeds have been redistributed, pathways to farms, the large branches that came down have been moved, some of the greenhouse construction is starting again. And that is a very, very rapid response. And we believe it's because the response was not from an outside source, but from the communities themselves.
And realistically, many people will argue the fact that that's the best kind of response because it's getting people involved.
Yes, yes, yes. It's, again, it's it while it is a disaster, and so there are there's a need for resources, water, food, things like that. Mm-hmm. Immediately, it is it's less of a charitable response. It is a charitable response, but it's less about providing immediate relief, and more about providing immediate relief plus the opportunity and the resources required to create the opportunity so that people can rebuild their own communities in a way that is that in this case is enabling farmers to get back to work growing food. And it's critical in a country, I mean, Puerto Rico imports more than 80% of their food. And so this movement to really, if you want food security, you need to be able to produce your own food. Mm. And so this was an effort over the last 20 years to really make that a reality. It was wiped out overnight by Maria, but it's already back up and running compared to many other parts of Puerto Rico where they're still suffering and still relying on the food that is coming off of ships.
The whole idea of raising awareness, promoting action, trying to get people involved to be part of the solution that we've been talking about throughout our time of discussion, how does that compare with what some people will say is, well, wait a minute, what we really need here is leadership, and I'll often point to saying the leadership should be coming from Washington, right, from the administration. Realistically, how do citizens inspire that leadership?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is that citizens need to be inspiring that leadership. Mm-hmm. And so You know, it's through advocacy, really. It's through advocacy, and it's through demonstrating the solutions that communities themselves are finding and innovating and creating at the grassroots level. So something that Why Hunger does, and I think what other folks can do as well, is to really amplify those solutions such that those solutions then can be translated into shifts in policies, shifts in how resources are used to continue to support those efforts.
The natural question from skeptical folks is going to be, well, wait a minute, is anybody listening in Washington?
At this moment, it seems that there are, I would say no, mm-hmm. at this point. And as we just saw in the recent election, I think people have been awakened or reawakened, that there is a bit of that happening. And so Washington can listen. They have to listen. We are a democratic society, but it means that each of us, every single person in this country needs to vote and needs to participate. And that's, I think, the what this country was founded on, is the ideals of democratic participation, that no matter who you are, what your resources are, what you look like, where you come from, that you have the opportunity to shape your own community and shape the way that our government responds to some of the social problems that exist.
It's a way of thinking and examining the situation and the problem, the issue, from the standpoint that it's not something affecting those people or them, but rather thinking about that as something that is impacting us,
right,
as a people, as a country, right, as a, dare I use this phrase, community.
Exactly. That's a great word. Why would you hesitate to use that phrase?
Well, that's the whole thing. It's, you know, and I was serious in phrasing that question earlier about the idea of citizens actually inspiring leadership, because very often we tend to look at things in the exact opposite
way of the
leadership, and then that's trickling down to the citizens.
Right. Well, and we've seen that trickling down doesn't work. It just doesn't work. And it's, you know, and it's kind of a, again, it's sort of a both and. We need leadership, but we do need leadership, but we need that. Being a leader means responding to the citizens' lived, what is being dictated by their lived experience, mm-hmm. what their needs are,
mm-hmm.
And so it's, yes, leadership is important, but it's only as important and as effective as the citizens that are directing that leadership.
The voice of Allison Cohen, who is Senior Director of Programs for Why Hunger. She's our guest on our program. We roll till 7:30 when the NFL preview program happens. After our 8 o'clock update, Rick Wolf is along with the Sports Edge program here on The Fan.
Bob Salter, Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
The Fan.
And Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
It's always interesting to me exactly what kind of instruments they try to bring into the studios with them, those WFAN jingle singers. Somebody with a xylophone in here. Well, good morning. I'm Bob Salter. We're in discussion with Allison Cohen from Why Hunger on our program. She is Senior Director of Programs. We're going to get into talking more about Why Hunger and about Hungerthon, which is in effect through December 13th. Go to hungerthon.org. You can find out a lot of information there. Let me just mention the fact that after our 8 o'clock update, Rick Wolf is along with the Sports Edge program. And, of course, it's that fabulous Football Sunday program. And it is a fabulous program. It happens after our 9 o'clock update on The Fan. At 7:30, it is the NFL preview program. And, Allison, one of the thoughts that I had in this discussion, we'll go over some of the information about Hungerthon in just a moment or two, but is to also talk from the standpoint of the types of things that people who are listening to this discussion today who will say, well, wait a minute, what can I really do about this subject? What can I do? How can I become involved?
I think the first thing is to become aware. So learn, educate yourself, read. You could go to our website, whyhunger.org, and there is a variety of information that will help you to understand how prevalent and chronic hunger is in our country, as well as reading. You can read stories about folks that are really inspiring and finding ways to solve this problem in their own communities. That's one thing you can do. Build your awareness. Secondly, you can advocate. So as you were talking before the break about citizenship, mm-hmm. So awaken or reawaken your citizenship and become engaged and advocate. Help us to protect what we know to be an incredibly important and efficient and critical support system, which is SNAP or the food stamp program in this country, which continues to get whittled away. So you can advocate. You can define the problem differently. So by defining it as hunger, the problem, the solution largely becomes food distribution.
Mm-hmm.
But if you define it as economic inequality or poverty, then the solution moves more towards long-term systems change and putting communities in the forefront of defining what those changes should look like.
Mm. And when we talk about Hungerthon 2017, what sort of things are available? What ways can people listening to our discussion today be directly involved in Hungerthon?
Right. So we, in addition to raising awareness, we're also raising funds for our work. And the funds that the donations that you make, 85 cents on every dollar goes directly to support innovative community-based solutions to hunger across the U.S., helping us to ensure that everyone has access to nutritious food and that communities themselves are able to build a future free from hunger. Hungerthon runs from November 15th through December 13th. And in particular, the big week is this coming week right before Thanksgiving. Go to hungerthon.org, where you can be a part of the solution. You can donate there. No donation is too small. You can also give a gift with meaning this holiday season. So you can donate at hungerthon.org and then select from a signature line of Hungerthon gifts that give back, including a beautiful silk John Lennon Imagine scarf, Bruce Springsteen Land of Hope and Dreams t-shirt and a baseball cap. Harry Chapin, who is the co-founder of our organization, used to say, when in doubt, do something. And we have a t-shirt this year that celebrates Harry's legacy. And you can also bid on too many auction items for me to even begin to enumerate that include all kinds of amazing experiences as well as signed guitars. Just please visit hungerthon.org and check out the plethora of ways that you can get involved.
The key is to get involved. Allison Cohen, Senior Director of Operations for Why Hunger, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you again for having us.
And certainly we hope for a very successful Hungerthon 2017. You're going to be hearing an awful lot about Hungerthon on The Fan this week. After our 8 o'clock update, Rick Wolf is along with the Sports Edge program. Football Sunday follows our 9 o'clock update. And now, yes, Matt Casey, this is the point in the week we all look forward to. Because broadcasting pays attention. The Voice is here, and you know what show is up next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.